Good morning, and welcome to the GeoPark Limited conference call following the results announcement for the first quarter ended March 31st, 2017. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question at this time, press star one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please call Sard Verbinnen & Company in New York at +1-212-687-8080, and we will have one sent to you. Alternatively, you may obtain a copy of the release at the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.geopark.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed through this webcast in the investor support section of the GeoPark corporate website. Before we continue, please note that certain statements contained in the results press release and on this conference call are forward-looking statements rather than historical facts and are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described. With respect to such forward-looking statements, the company seeks protections afforded by the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These risks include a variety of factors, including competitive developments and risk factors listed from time to time in the company's SEC reports and public releases. Those lists are intended to identify certain principal factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described in the forward-looking statements, but are not intended to represent a complete list of the company's business. All financial figures included herein were prepared in accordance with IFRS and are stated in US dollars unless otherwise noted. Reserves figures correspond to PRMS standards. On the call today from GeoPark is James F. Park, Chief Executive Officer, Augusto Zubillaga, Chief Operating Officer, Andres Ocampo, Chief Financial Officer, Stacy Steimel, Shareholder Value Director, and Dolores Santa Marina, Investor Manager. Now I'll turn the call over to Mr. James Park. Mr. Park, you may begin.
Thank you, and welcome everyone. We're joining you this morning with our executive team in Buenos Aires, Argentina, to report on our first quarter 2017 results. Our success with the drill bit continues at a strong pace, and the key this quarter is the impact our consistent operational success is having on our financial performance, which produced a tripling of EBITDA and positive earnings. These strong numbers are coming after completing just a quarter of our 2017 work program and already putting us on the road to exit the year over 30,000 barrels per day, as well as deleveraging our balance sheet. We are entering the second quarter now with four rigs drilling for oil and gas. Our first priority is continuing to expand, build, and develop our bedrock Llanos 34 asset in Colombia, accompanied by some exciting new exploration drilling in Argentina and Chile. Zubi?
Okay. Thank you, Jim. We have another quarter of record production, which increased by 12% to over 25,000 barrels of oil per day and is currently over 26,500 barrels of oil per day. During the first quarter, we have concentrated most of our operations in Llanos 34 in Colombia, which included, on the exploration side, testing Chiricocha-1 that discovered a new oil field and is currently on production, and drilling Cinzonte-1, which was dry and was flagged and abandoned. Jacamar 1 well is currently drilling and will be followed by Currucucu-X1. We also drilled two appraisal wells to further push out the limit of Tigana and Jacana oil fields. Jacana-11, that is producing over 3,200 barrels of oil per day, and Jacana Sur-2, which will be tested in the next few weeks. On the development side, we drilled 4 wells, Tigana Sur 6, Tigana Sur 1, Jacana 7, and Jacana 8. The first 3 on production at a combined rate of 3,700 barrels of oil per day, and the 4th well to be tested in the next few days. In the second quarter, we had 2 rigs drilling in Colombia, 1 rig in Argentina, and 1 rig in Chile. We expect to drill a total of 8 to 10 wells this quarter, including 4 exploration wells, and we continue on track to grow our average production by 20 to 25% this year. So now over to Andres.
Thank you, Subi. During the first quarter of this year, following increased production, oil prices, and continued significant cost reductions, we more than tripled our adjusted EBITDA to almost $39 million, which also represents a 44% increase compared with the fourth quarter last year, and resulted in a bottom-line net profit of almost $6 million. Our $45 million of cash flow from operations represented twice our capital spending for the quarter and funded $11 million of financial debt repayment. The combination of our EBITDA growth and debt reduction allowed us to continue quickly deleveraging, which has been one of our main areas of focus in 2016 and 17. Our gross debt to EBITDA ratio was reduced down from 5.3 times to 3.2 times, and down to 2.6 times on a net debt basis. Currently, GeoPark has over $180 million in cash and available credit facilities, of which approximately $70 million is cash. So we continue on track to deliver results on our $80 to $90 million work program, which includes drilling 30 to 35 gross wells, fully funded with our own cash generation, which is supported by our hedges in place that set a $50 to $54 per barrel floor on the oil price for 12,000 barrels a day, will allow us to continue deleveraging and strengthening our balance sheet as we exit 2017 above 30,000 barrels per day. So thank you, and now we invite any questions for our team and some additional insight.
At this time, I would like to inform everyone, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If your question has been answered and you wish to remove yourself from the queue, press the pound key. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of Jenny Zinos of Canaccord.
Good morning, gentlemen, and congratulations on fantastic results last night. I have a couple of questions. First of all, could you please confirm for me that your guidance for the year, the exit rate specifically of 30,000 BOEs a day, that does not include any exploration success?
Hi, Jenny. Good morning. And yes, that is correct. 30,000 barrels a day is not including any really production from exploration.
Okay, so that's all development and appraisal.
Correct.
Great. And then could you give us a further breakdown of these 8 to 10 wells that you're planning to drill in Q2? You mentioned Hakamar and Kurukuku exploration wells and 2 appraisal wells at Llanos 34. Where are the rest of these wells?
Okay. I'm looking at the list right now. So exploration wells is basically Hakamar and Kurukuku in Llanos 34, and then we have Huaquén in Chile and Rio Grande Oeste in Argentina. Those two are drilling right now, or they are spotting this week.
Okay, what happened to the exploration well that used to be kind of in the Q1 plans in Brazil?
That was drilled, that was announced in the operational update a few weeks ago. That was Praia dos Pelos. It was a dry well.
Okay,
for
great.
The total
thank
cost
you.
Of $2 million.
Okay. And then the rest are appraisal and development wells?
Yeah, mostly development wells in Llanos 34. Appraisal and development wells in Llanos 34. So those are Jacana 9,
Let me see. Over there. In the second quarter, we have Hakana 9, Hakana 10, Tigana Sur 5. What else? Hakana 12 and 13. Whole bunch of wells. So it's tough to give you the exact names. But let's say...
No, that's good.
So let's say... So the work program in the second quarter is largely focused on continue developing and appraising the Tigana-Hakana oil play with the addition of the two exploration wells in the eastern fault trend, which are Hakamar, which is drilling really right now, following Hakamar, Kurukuku, which follows after that and is also an exploration well.
Okay, great. And finally, what are you seeing in terms of cost pressures in Colombia?
So on the first quarter, we had a little, so on a cost per barrel basis, we're down again this quarter as we've been for the last quarters. There's been some pressure, let's say small pressure on the FX. The FX appreciated slightly in the first quarter in Colombia. So compared to the same quarter previous year, the appreciation was around 10%, but following almost more than 50% increase in oil prices. So we see currencies strengthening much less than oil prices. But in any case, on the actual total cost side, we are continuing to keep our costs down. We're signing long-term contracts with our service providers to try to keep and secure these rates for longer periods of time so we can actually avoid any further, you know, or any future incremental cost pressures.
So you're seeing operating and drilling costs kind of being stable to slightly lower?
Yes, correct.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Isuro Sin of Radiant.
Hi, good morning. Thanks again for the call. Question on realized prices. I see this quarter it's about a $25 discount to Brent. How would you think of that going forward in terms of, you know, the production mix as envisioned in the development plan? And how could that change, you know, what are the variables where you think that could change?
Hi, good morning, Isuro. Thank you. So on a consolidated basis, we have our production mix is mostly oil, but we have some gas into our production mix. So that is why that may affect the numbers a little bit. In Colombia, our realized price is around $34 per barrel. Colombia is 100% oil, and in the first quarter was around $34 per barrel. That's roughly $20 below Brent. And the two items that impact this are, one is the Colombian crude that is called Vasconia, so the Colombian differential, for the first quarter was around $5 per barrel, 5.3 approximately dollars per barrel. That's coming down from $6 per barrel on the fourth quarter last year. And the rest is a $15 transportation cost that we have to pay to bring the oil from the field to the market. That is accounted as a discount to the price because we sell 100% of our oil in Colombia at the wellhead. So our off-taker pays for the transportation and then discounts that amount from the price. So the realized price in Colombia was $20 below Brent. In Chile this quarter we didn't sell oil, but the discount is going to be $7.6 per barrel. We already sold that oil this week. And then Brazil is 100% gas, so there's no discount to Brent. The price there is fixed by contract.
And this production, in terms of the production mix going forward, is it shifting more towards oil, or, you know, depending on the development plans that you have in play, how does that product mix change?
So we're focusing largely our capex in Colombia, which is 100% oil. So we see longer term, we see the oil gaining a bigger portion in our production mix. We are drilling two gas wells in Chile this year, so that will probably hopefully increase some of the gas production, but it's not going to offset the oil production growth from Colombia. So we see it largely balancing or gaining more weight oil and Colombia in our production mix.
Got it. In terms of Jacana, the kind of connecting the south, what signs would you need to see, or would the reserve engineers need to see here to kind of make the resource pool a lot larger than it is identified now?
So we're largely focusing our program this year in doing an appraisal and development of the whole Tigana-Jacana oil play. We experienced very significant reserves growth in 2016 and also in 2015 by following a program like this. So last year we increased our reserves by 50%. After we invested nearly $30 million in this block, and that represented over $350 million of NPV increase in Llanos 34. So this year, we're targeting most of our drilling, most of our capex, into continuing fully appraising this play. So we expect to have a new reserve certification by the end of the year. That will be published probably as we did this year, early next year, and we expect by then to have much better information and understanding on how big this whole play is. So we're drilling in Llanos 34 around 20 to 25 wells this year. We're reprocessing seismic, reinterpreting seismic, also with the new wells and new information that we're getting. We're getting pressure information from the reservoir. So with all that, we will have a new certification by the end of the year, and that's when we expect to have much more information, hopefully much more conclusive information on the size of this play.
Your next question comes from the line of Miguel Ospina of Compass Group.
Thank you for the presentation. I have one question. In terms of royalties, are you still close to reaching the 5 million barrels threshold in any of the fields, either Jacana or Tigana at Llanos 34?
Hi, Miguel. Good morning. Yes, Tigana has already crossed that threshold and is already paying the high royalties, and Jacana is about to cross it within the next few months. Days, actually, not
Thank
even
you.
Months. It's going to be before the end of the month. Sorry, I got corrected here.
At this time, there are no further questions. I'll now return the call to Mr. James Park for any additional or closing remarks. Sorry, you now have a question from Ian McQueen of Eight Capital.
Just a question, guys, on the potential for a pipeline connection into Block 34. It's something that's been discussed. I just wondered if you could give us an update on that.
Hi, Ian. Good morning. Yes, that is one of the ideas that we're working on this year. Right now, we're trying to line up all the environmental permits or environmental and legal permits to be able to build it. And if that is the case, then we'll make a decision. And once we make the decision, we will announce it to the market. But it is something that we're working on right now and getting all the approvals to have it in place.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I'll now return the call to Mr. Park for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you to everyone for your interest in GeoPark and your continued support of our company. We encourage you to please visit us at our operations and invite you to please call us anytime for any information. Thank you and good day.
Thank you. That does conclude the GeoPark Limited conference call. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your lines.